You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
196,000. Actually, that's the tally we got from the Labor Department this morning of the number of people who filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. That is, historically speaking, low, very low. And it is that low in the face of the Federal Reserve trying really, really hard to get the labor market to be a little bit less irrationally exuberant, if I could channel Alan Greenspan here for a second. Maybe the question in this economy right now is, what in the world is going on with this labor market? Marketplace's Lily Jamali drew the short straw this morning and got the assignment to answer that question in 2 minutes of radio.
The cascade of data that economists look at tells the story of a strong labor market. So much so, says University of Michigan professor Betsy Stevenson, that they've been asking whether it's too strong.
Right. Are employers trying to hire a bunch of phantoms, people who don't exist, and are they just finding it too hard to find people?
This labor market seemingly still has legs, she says, even as employers report less trouble filling jobs. This after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates 8 times over the last 11 months. Brad Hirschbein, senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says the Fed's job is to keep employment high and inflation low. And right now, he says policymakers are keeping close tabs on how much wages are rising.
The Fed is actually going to pay even more attention to that than the number of jobs being created, because that's what their fear is, that the wage growth is going to feed into inflation.
Elise Gould, senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says it might be odd to think of policymakers as wanting to see wage growth fall.
People are like, wait, what do you mean? And I think it's important to note that inflation is actually coming down faster than nominal wage growth is coming down.
That means there are genuine wage gains, says Kate Bond, chief economist at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
What we're seeing here is that maybe workers actually are sharing a little bit more in those gains of a healthy economy, which is a good sign.
Still, certain sectors have suffered high-profile layoffs, says Ellis Pfeiffer, managing director of fixed income research at Raymond James.
The tech business has seen the opportunity to shed some workers,
as have the media and finance sectors.
So it's been a very mixed picture.
But strong hiring in sectors like hospitality and food services could be offsetting those layoffs. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
This one goes out to the early birds in some 24 states who are already banging away at their federal taxes. Not so fast. The Internal Revenue Service is telling people in those states, specifically states that sent out some kind of tax rebate, or as they were in some places called, inflation relief payments. The IRS says don't file yet because they have to figure out whether those payments are taxable. We asked Marketplace's Samantha Fields what's going on there.
Tax policy is Richard Auchsher's thing. He works at the Tax Policy Center in D.C., and people come to him when they're confused about something tax-related, which is pretty often.
I feel like my job is typically to be like, it's not that complicated.
But this time?
This time it really is.
Complicated, that is. But why? Shouldn't it be easy for the IRS to say either, yes, that payment you got from the state last year is taxable, or no, it's not? Well, for one, Auchsher says every state took a different approach in terms of how much money it sent, to whom, and why. And
the reason and the why and the how is now going to start to affect the possibility of this being taxable.
Remember those economic impact payments or stimulus checks the federal government sent out earlier in the pandemic? Those were not taxable.
Because we were still in the COVID emergency.
Francine Lippman, a law professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, says disaster relief payments are generally not taxed.
2022, good news, bad news, it's no longer COVID relief distributions. In some cases it is, in some cases it's not.
If a state just gave out money last year to help people struggling with inflation, or just because, that may well be taxable. Or it might not be. It also depends on who got the payments. Everyone? Just low-income people? The IRS is trying to figure all of this out for almost 24 different states. Jared Walczak at the nonprofit Tax Foundation says that won't answer another big question, though. which is, why is the IRS just doing this now?
The IRS has known or should have known for a year that there were going to be questions about the taxability of state tax rebates.
But it waited until tax season was underway to make any kind of statement.
And that statement was just, hold on, wait and see.
The IRS says it will have an answer for taxpayers soon. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.